Oh, but then the letter from inside, we've had a policeman on earlier, now we have people from the
police. Do you remember last week what the story was?
Last week, I did a very bad thing. I started saying, what are you going to do about it? You're in there, and we're all out here. Hey, not only that, the pubs are open, it's great, we walk around. Look, we look out this window here, there's fabulous-looking women on Oxford Street walking up and down. I can see three open pubs from where I can. I can walk out of this studio, I can walk into them. And everyone in prison, listen to that, I can walk out straight into a pub, just talk about nothing, and they give us another pint and all, and there's women ligging about, and I'll go home, and I'll watch I might get up late tomorrow. You're in prison. I'm sure you'll come up to us one day, so I really didn't like that, but it's a fact.
And you might have Mark Dennis with you as well.
Mark Dennis might be, I'm just saying, it's a fact, and I don't want to rub it in. No, I've changed my mind. Actually, I want to rub it in. There, go on.
Look, we had two fellas wrote to us, one called Teddy Charles, and the other is called Charlie Boy.
Yeah.
And they wrote to us and they told us a long, rather sad story about how they had sent, when they were so bored, when Spurs signed Ginola and Les Ferdinand, they had cut out the heads of these footballers.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Stuck them onto pictures of other Spurs players, sent them to David and to Les, and then told everybody in their wing, hard not to support other teams, but they were going to get Spurs kits and Spurs autographs and all the rest of it.
Nothing.
And everyone said, no, you won't. So they started betting people in prison money, which is 30 pence a unit, because that's how much a Mars bar costs.
Yep.
And as they only make £2.50 a week, they've now got themselves into a lot of debt and a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
This week's letter comes once again. I like as well that Teddy, who does the most of the writing, Charlie Boy,
they share a letter, don't they? Yeah.
Because they've only got one stamp, you see.
Yeah.
You see, that's another thing. We could leave here now, and I can. I mean, I've got 4.50 pences in my pocket. I could leave here now, and this is for everyone in prison. I can leave here now and buy as many stamps as I want.
Just, stand a Mars bar.
I can stand Mars bars. But the stamps thing, I mean, I know you've only got one.
They haven't even tasted his fuse, a lot of these fellas.
What a great chocolate bar it is.
I'm saying, usurp the currency. We've got new 50 pences here on the outside. Change from the Mars to the fuse.
One thing I have to point out to you now is that this letter comes with a very crude rubber stamp that says, the Governor, HMP Wandsworth. And there's they put a little arrow here saying, that's our sponsor.
And also, next to the words, the Governor, they've written, not Paul Ince.
So they get that stamp on the letter before it gets in.
Yeah.
All right,
okay. You have to read it, doesn't he?
Of course they have to read it, yeah.
Anyway, there are two things about this letter that I want you to know. First of all, I will do the survey they've done. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I will do the story of how we, on this show, may have saved them from getting to have to confront Mr. Big in the shower.
Okay, good.
Okay. First of all, it's in South London, for those of you who don't know where Wandsworth is, and so by definition, there will be a London bias in their survey of who the hard nuts on their wing.
This is, according to, unless you know differently, these people inside are saying, we've done a survey, these, in a typical prison, Wandsworth prison, is who supports who.
Now, incredibly, 50% of the inmates that they surveyed support Millwall.
And this is not...
This is very serious.
Half of the people in there are Millwall,
and that's why we've only got gates of like 2,000.
If they played in Wandsworth, it would have been during
the French Revolution when the Bastille got stolen. We're out of full house.
Yeah.
We're out of full house. We've stolen the Bastille.
20% of what he describes as Yids, I presume he means Tottenham supporters.
Yeah.
10% Chelsea. Now a very miserable 8% Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
4% QPR, which I don't believe. It can't be 4%.
It can't. QPR wouldn't have any criminal supporters. Or
2% Leighton Orient. You forget they're
all Leighton Orient. No,
2% Leighton Fulham. 1.5% Brentford.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing, isn't it? 1% Wimbledon.
This man must be an accountant who just went to Nick for embezzling or something.
Then he said, one man, we're down to a small percentage, 0.5% support. It responds to the thing by saying, I support my dog.
Oh,
and 1% Charlton.
So let's put the dog thing down as a spoiled paper.
Yeah,
that's spoiled paper.
And West Ham, he says, no percent.
No West Ham. Well, the ones with you, West Ham support, you would beg and plead with the judge. You say, Your Honour, don't send me south.
And then he says, beware of the bow flyover, Dan.
West Ham, you see.
No West Ham support. They say they talk a good fight to West Ham supporters and none in Nick. He will get a net and none in there.
The letter then goes on to a bit of a lot of abuse of David Mellor.
And now here comes the story of what happened. We read out their letter last week and it was brilliant. Now they're in deep, deep trouble and people are coming to get
them. Because they've made all these bets they can't pay off.
Unless they can get Spurs fans. Now, they didn't hear the show last week.
Oh!
Now, they didn't hear the show because they're now desperately trying to pay off their bet, so he's got no money for batteries for his radio.
Wow!
He can't hear the show.
Can we send batteries into prison?
Well, let's not do that.
I have started to pay off my debt.
So far, I've paid off 2 Mars bars, a half ounce of tobacco, and I missed the last show.
It's pure Fletcher.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. However, and he wanted to send us a tape of the show, but he said, I didn't realise that it had gone on. He said, I went for breakfast on Sunday morning. I sensed all eyes were on me. I thought this was because I still owe them so much money. The Millwall lot, who I've not yet paid, came over to me. I thought, oh dear.
Yeah.
I thought, here we go. But Lion Dicky Boy.
Lion, oh man.
Said, you, I don't know the word with a lot of F's in it.
Yeah.
And you and so-and-so, you were on the two Dans last night.
Wow.
I said, go away. Then everybody in the landing gave us a round of applause.
It's the Italian job. We're no doubt down the stairs.
And he's written
job.
Here, you, reprieve, apparently we're off the hook.
And what's the word?
He does, yes, apparently off the hook.
The last thing was,
The thing is, what's he calling him? Lion, what's he, what I'm talking about?
Lion right? Boy.
Lion Boy Dicky.
Lion Boy Dicky up there.
Lion
yeah.
Boy Dicky. I could take him any time and show him I'm the governor. You wait till I see him again. I'm going to belt the daylights out of him.
I don't know
why he wrote that on there.
That's ungrateful. That's very ungrateful, isn't it?
Lion Boy Dickie, the next time I see you, it says here, I'm really going to turn you over. If he had come, I would have shown him who's the governor, etc., etc. Lion Boy Dickie, it's a joke. Leave him alone. He's one of these. They're officially inside correspondent.